I'm Sabrina Petrofessa.
And I'm Lily Rugo.
And this is Earth's Mightiest Fangirls. We're continuing this weird streak that we're having of just talking
deep
about...
Deep talks.
Yeah. Deep thoughts. Deep thoughts. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we're doing this all of a sudden, but we are. And here it is. Today is... don't ship real people.
Yeah. And this will be interesting because there are times when I've caught myself doing this.
Right, I feel like there are lines to be crossed yeah. and lines that don't get crossed and everything in between. But ultimately, I think it's just not a good idea.
It gets into some weird territory real fast.
So I have like a basic rule, and my basic rule is, hey, if they're already dating, like, that's okay. Like, you can be like, hey, like, that's cute. But, like, I think writing fan fiction about real people gets a bit weird. Because they're not, like, fictional characters. They're actual human beings with, like, actual lives and actual feelings and thoughts. And I don't know.
Yeah. For me, that's my line is, obviously, we're not gatekeeping. We're not going to stop you from doing for anything you want. No one's going to stop you from doing and creating whatever you want. But for me, my line is when it gets back to the original people, that's when it gets weird.
Yes, exactly. So, the first time I really realized shipping real people was a thing was, when One Direction became a thing.
Yes, that. Very much so.
And my God, Larry shippers are something else.
Again, that's where it gets back to real people, is it will have real world effects.
Yeah.
After a certain point.
Yeah. And so, okay, so my experience with Larry shippers was tangential on Tumblr because I didn't really like One Direction. I wasn't a fangirl. I was just like, yeah, their songs are okay, but I wasn't like obsessed with them. I didn't really follow One Direction blogs. I followed Glee blogs that turned into One Direction blogs.
What a crossover.
Yeah, I mean, that happened. Everyone on Tumblr was a Glee blog, and then they slowly became something else, you know?
Yeah, okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
But in this instance particularly, I would see the Larry stuff, and I'd be like, that's, I don't like this. This is, And it would be, like, miles-long posts of, like, the two interacting and proof that they're actually secretly dating.
That's what gets me. They're secretly dating kind type stuff. Even if you mean it only jokingly, that's still a lot to project onto real people.
I mean, like, I feel like if it was a joke and the actors were in on the joke, then it would be funny. Mm-hmm. Or the band members, the real people were in on the joke, then it would be funny. But, like, Harry Styles, like, in an interview said that the Larry shippers messed with his actual real-life relationship with, it was Louis, or Liam? Which one was it? Louis?
Wrong boy band, I can't help you, fam.
I know. I think it was Louis. But it, like, messed with their actual real relationship. Platonic or not,
yeah,
because they were so afraid of being perceived by the fandom.
Yeah, and that happens a lot. Obviously, everything I'm going to talk about comes from a K-pop angle, but like that happens all the time. After a while, the joke gets old, and they're paranoid to be seen together when they're co-workers, when they literally have to spend all of their time together.
Yeah, and like the other instance that I know this is for. If anyone knows these YouTubers, and I feel like everyone does, Dan is not on fire, and I don't know Phil's, like, channel name, but, like, Phil Lester.
Oh, yeah. The real cringe culture there.
The two of them have been intertwined as YouTubers for a really long time. They've always, like... Like, when I found Dan is Not on Fire, he was living with Phil, like, they shared an apartment, whatever. Dan only very, very, very recently, like, within the last year, came out as gay. And since, I think, both of their YouTube inceptions, people have been shipping the two of them, Dan and Phil.
Yeah. That when I say cringe culture, I mean nothing about the two people. I'm not familiar, but like I know the infamy surrounding their fandom and how it that it was just really uncomfortable to listen to and to look at. Because I'd followed their other friend, Charlie something something.
Charlie McDonald?
Yes, I followed him.
Charlie and, is cool, like. I was really in that, like, group.
Yeah, and, like, they were a little squad. They were friends, they were all YouTubers together, so on and so forth. And even, like, through their friend Charlie, the weird ship stuff permeated, like, got to me, and I was like, oh, this is uncomfortable.
Yeah. And honestly, through the years, the two of them have made jokes about it. They've even made whole videos where they, like, read Dan and Phil fan fiction. Yeah. They've looked at fan art. Like they've made videos where they, like, talk about it and they joke around about it. And it's always felt like, oh, they're part of the joke because clearly these are, like, they're not gay and it's part of the joke or something, you know?
Okay. So that's the fine. That one's okay.
Except it's not until Dan released his video in the last year coming out as gay, where he not so subtly implied that everyone's constant, like, eagle eye on the two of them affected his ability to feel comfortable coming out and also his relationship with Phil.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And that it, honestly, when I watched it, I felt like maybe the two of them did try to be romantic, but that because they had such a, like, huge audience and, like, people shipping them, and, like, not even them, like, the idea of them, like, that got in the way of anything real actually happening between them. Like, that's kind of the implication that I got from watching his video.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. So, I, like, at the end of the day, the reason why I say don't ship real people is because you're not in a bubble. These things get back to the people that you're writing about and that you're talking about. It's, like, this is the age of the internet. You are not writing a local zine. You're not writing in a local zine that no one's going to see except the four people who follow you. Like, you are writing on the internet. Someone's going to see that. It's going to spiral to someone else. It's going to spiral to someone else until someone finally sees it who is close to these people. And then they're just going to have it. And in the case of Dan and Phil, it was literally comments on their videos.
Oh, yeah. No, on Twitter, it's people tagging the idols.
Yeah.
Tagging their group or tagging the actual person. And for me and what goes around a lot, and I'll admit that, like, whenever I say I ship idols or, like, I like their pairings, it means I like their dynamic together. And I know that, like, whatever, 98% of K-pop shippers feel the same way. Is they just like watching these two friends interact because they have a really interesting and funny and entertaining dynamic. I get that. I'm with you guys. But it's the other 2% that gets back to them and makes it really uncomfortable for the idols. And I know that one of the things that bothers a lot of them after a certain point is whenever they do live videos, people will always comment, like, where is he, where's your friend, where's this person, are you with him, when was the last time you talked to him? And after a while he's just like, this isn't why I went on live. I don't want to be defined by my, like, they'll play it up and they'll have fun with it, but after a while on lives he gets really sad and uncomfortable. There's one of the big ones, and I'm not gonna lie, one of my favorite, like, ships is, they're in a group called GOT7. The one is named Jinyoung, one is named JB.
And I know they that debuted band.
Yeah, you do. And they debuted together under JJ Project, so their ship name is JJ Project. And, like, they lean into it. They're best friends. I put that out there that they are best friends. And they know the way fans feel about them, and they kind of lean into it. They kind of don't. But there was another one time on, like, I think it was a live, one of them was just, like, there doing his thing, talking about whatever, and someone commented, like, when are you gonna marry Jinyoung? And his face just fell, and everyone's like, okay guys, this has gotten too far, you don't take it to their faces, like, do whatever you want in your little corner of the internet, don't tag them in these things. In the same group, and you know this ship, within GOT7 there's Mark and there's Jackson, And their buddy name, like, they had a ship name. It's Markson. And after a while, it became uncomfortable for them. Same thing. It was just one of those things that people constantly had an eagle eye on them and were looking into all of these things of just like, oh, Mark reached out his hand and Jackson didn't see. So that means obviously they're fighting and Markson is dead. And then they were just like, what? No. So, yeah. Put the friend back in friendship, okay?
Just so everyone knows, the reason why I know about this ship in particular is because when I was in Thailand and I was teaching, I did an assignment where I was like, hey, make a movie poster and tell me what your movie is going to be about. Like, make a summary, tell me what the genre is, all of this stuff. So when my students presented their poster, they showed me the poster. I think there's a picture of it on my Instagram because I was like, oh my God. And I realized very quickly, while I didn't really know that these were, like, they could have possibly just been using their faces for this poster, but I knew they weren't. They made their movie idea about this actual real-life K-pop ship.
You knew it was a K-pop ship, and I think you texted me of just like, or you told me this story, and I was like, no, Sab, this is real. I know the exact two idols that your student is talking about.
I might have texted you just to be like, I think this is a K-pop ship. Who are they? Or I think maybe you just saw my tweet about it or something.
Yeah, because they didn't even change the name. It was Mark and it was Jackson. And it was like, I know exactly which pair that is.
And I think after they, like, presented this to me and I was like, is this K-pop? And they were like, because they were embarrassed. So they were laughing at me. Yeah. Like, not laughing at me. They were laughing because they were embarrassed.
Yeah.
And they were like, yes, teacher, it's K-pop. And I was like, okay. Then I just graded them. And I was like, oh my God, they really just presented me K-pop fan fiction.
In a class project. Can you imagine doing that?
No. Although I did write fan fiction for my English class once, but the assignment was to rewrite a scene from the book.
It was the assignment was fan fiction.
Exactly. So also while you were talking about that, I was hoping to get more of a overall number, but it's not possible, I don't think. They're on Archive of Our Own, our trusty neighborhood fan fiction website. When you go under fandoms, there are lots of different categories. And, you know, usually these categories are, you know, books, movies, anime.
Mm-hmm.
But then there is also music and bands, and celebrities and real people.
Celebrities and real people.
Mm-hmm. I think music and bands has existed a lot longer than the celebrities and real people one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the celebrities and real people one came about because, you know, people ship real people outside of bands.
Right. Actors.
Yeah.
So on and so forth.
Exactly. So, a lot of these are like RPFs from like TV shows and movies, but then there's also like 14th century RPF. And, like, the American Revolution RPF. So there's a lot of stuff like that, too. But there's okay, a lot.
I will say Hamilton fanfics don't count. I guess you can ship real people if they're dead. Like, if there's no chance this is going to get back to them, why not?
Lily, let's not even go there.
I know.
Because the Hamilton drama is another thing.
Yeah. Do what you want if they're not real, or if they're not alive people.
There is just something so strange, though, about writing Hamilton fanfiction, because it's not about the actual real people, it's about the...
It's the musical's presentation of them.
And then also the, like, actors who play them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know? Like, because no one's writing Hamilton fanfiction and thinking of George Washington as George Washington. They're thinking of Chris Jackson. So there is an element of weirdness there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That's a topic for another day with Hamilton. But yeah. So, like, the fact that Archive of Our Own felt the need to even create the celebrities and real people tag.
It had the demand for it.
Yeah.
It had, yeah.
And the thing is that this is also one of those aspects of fandom that have always existed.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also one of the ones that makes me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it flattens down a person into this fictional perception of them, and it totally erases who they are, you know?
Yeah, and I personally believe that we do not deserve to know every single little detail of a celebrity's life. Like,
mm-hmm.
Just because they are celebrities does not mean that we intrinsically deserve the knowledge of what they do when they go home and when they're not mm-hmm. on the screen or doing an interview, you know?
Yeah, and it's actually, the concept is called parasocial relationships, and it's absolutely fascinating when you get into and think of it. I fall victim to it all the time. So parasocial interaction refers to a kind of psychological relationship experienced by an audience in their mediated encounters with performers in mass media. Viewers or listeners come to consider such media personalities as friends, despite having limited real interactions with them. And this is the kind of culture that YouTube and Instagram influencers and K-pop idols thrive on. They have to build this, in your head, this relationship of that, like, their fans are their friends, or that if you saw this person on the street, you could, like, talk to them about about things and, like, get to know them. And I fell for this hook, line, and sinker when I was a kid. When I was a teenager, for YouTubers. And then I met them, and I was just like, wait, I know all these facts about you that you've talked about in your videos, but you've never met me in your life, and this is suddenly a very one-sided and a very strange encounter.
Yeah.
And that's how it feels whenever people ship real people, because what are you basing it off of?
You're fictionalizing a real person.
Yeah. Like, you're erasing their humanity, it feels like.
And once again, like, here's the thing. Again, fan fiction about fictional things is one thing, because
no harm, no foul.
They aren't real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are not real. There's, like, Oliver Queen is not gonna learn that you're writing fan fiction about him. Because mm-hmm. he's not real. He's a fictional character created by DC Comics. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's just the way of the world. But if you start writing fan fiction about Stephen Amell and Emily Bett Ricards, who play the characters on the show,
mm-hmm.
and how they are actually secretly in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
that's a line that I think you shouldn't cross. Because here's the thing, like, then those two people feel uncomfortable sharing videos of them, like, mm-hmm. of themselves together, or pictures of themselves together, even though they work closely together on a daily basis, or they used mm-hmm. to, because Arrow's over, because I'm very specifically talking about Arrow right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, many times Steven will say, like, oh, I love Emily, because he does, right. Because they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, these people who ship them in real life, and, like, honestly, it wasn't really, like, that big or that bad in the Arrow fandom. Like, it's not really, Stemily is their mm-hmm. ship name or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, like, a huge part of the fandom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I've read fan fiction that so clearly is meant to be, like, real person fic, but they just changed their names to their characters, and they were like, it's an AU.
Mm-hmm, no. Mm-hmm.
And, like, one day I was on Tumblr, whatever. I don't have a massive following. I don't get a lot of, like, asks on Tumblr or anything, but I got an ask,
mm-hmm.
and it was something along the lines of, like, Stemily forever, blah, 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 blah. And I immediately shut that down. I posted the ask, and I said, absolutely never come into my asks ever again and promote STEMily. I do not think that it's okay to ship real people. Steven is married with a child. It is not okay to fantasize about him cheating on his wife with his coworker.
Right, right.
I avidly ship Alicity, but I do not ship the actors together at, like, in real life. I shut it down so quick because I was like, I'm so uncomfortable with the idea of it. Like, I literally started reading a fic that was about, like, oh, these two people. It was basically, like, the story of Arrow and how Emily Bett Ricards got onto the show and how, like, oh, they, like, secretly started an affair, but Oliver's wife was, like, a bitch, and she was never around because, like, their shooting schedules, and, like, they have a kid, but, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was, like, this is so clearly supposed to be about Steven and Emily and Cassandra, Steven's wife. But you just put the Arrow characters in there. And right. I, like, left. I was like, I can't read this anymore.
Yeah, of course. That's way too real. That's way too close. And it's just uncomfortable.
Yeah. And I've read many in AU where they were all actors and celebrities, like those characters. But I've never read one that made them so close to their actual real-life actors that I was like, I cannot do this. I cannot do this.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like, they're real people. He's married. And it, like, how messed up must that be to go online as an actor's wife to see that, like, all of his fans want him to divorce you?
Yeah. Just because they want him with this coworker.
Exactly.
And their friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what makes it worse, again, in the K-pop world, is idols, if they choose to get married, their careers are over. I'm not, you probably haven't heard of this one, but there's a group called EXO.
I have heard of this group.
Oh, okay. They're huge. Didn't
we go to that museum together? Wasn't that part of...
Yes, we went to the SM Town Museum in Korea because I had to.
I sat up in the cafe for the majority of the time that Lillian Joyce went through the museum.
It was a good time. But so EXO is this huge group, many members, so on and so forth, quite a history. Recently, I think it was in the last year or two, one member, his stage name is Chen. It came out, and Chen is like 26, 27 years old. I don't remember his age. I'm sorry. But it came out, he had been dating a non-celebrity for like a while, a year at least. They were expecting a baby, and they were going to get married. Yay! No, wrong. Boo. That is a career ender. He is technically unofficially kicked out of his group because he decided to have a wife and kid. There was a small enough population of fans in Korea that were so mad Chen chose to have a normal life, as a 20-year-old man ought want to do, and leave his members and his fans, that they boycotted the next EXO album and demanded he get kicked out of the group. And he hasn't officially been kicked out, but we haven't seen Chen in a very long time. And that's not quite the same. That's totally different. Totally, totally, totally different for a lot of different reasons from shipping.
I think Chen, it's in the same thread, though.
There's still a same undercurrent. People thought it was a betrayal. Not the way these, like, again, this is like 1 or 2% of the population. But the way that these people felt was that Chen had betrayed his fans and his members for choosing to get married.
Yeah, see,
there's a lot of cultural things there that I'm not going to get into,
But I think that's really on the same thread, because in your head, you have an expectation of these people, and you're not actually thinking of them as people.
Yeah, you think they're beholden to you, and they're not. Like, I have no doubt that people, like, celebrities genuinely really love their fans. They really do. I'm not going to take away that from anybody. But we're just their fans. They're not beholden to us in any way.
They're not going to invite you over to their house, you know, like.
Yeah. No matter how well you think you know them.
Which honestly, in some cases, is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. It's not crazy to, you know when your favorite celebrity's birthday is or something, or like know the occasional fun fact about them, especially if these things are very readily available, like in interviews.
kpopprofiles.com.
Exactly. some of this information is readily available, but like, it's one thing to like just kind of casually have that information, and another thing to be like, I've memorized their entire Wikipedia page.
Right.
And like, if you ever get the chance to meet this person, to be like, oh my God, I know like all of the blah, blah, blah. I know that your favorite color is orange, and I know that like when you were three, that's when you lost your first tooth, and blah, blah, blah. I think ultimately shipping real people, writing fan fiction about real people, demanding that your idols don't get married or have children, even though 27 is a valid point in your life to do that kind of thing.
Normal time to do those things.
Is a severe misunderstanding of boundaries.
Yeah. And that's the real thing, I think, that this comes down to, of shipping real people, is it you don't have a clear understanding of who they are as people. And along with fan fiction, I'm going to throw fan art in there. I've seen some really nice prints of BTS, of like a concert picture or like a poster that's iconic. Great. Those are really cool. Do not make romantic fan art of real people. That gets real uncomfortable real quick.
Do not make erotic fan art of real people.
And don't make the real people sign it. Once again,
we talked about this last week, too.
The danger of shipping and just having all of these weird fan ideas with real people is this: eventually it's going to get back to them. And sometimes, maybe they're okay with it. They probably are very vaguely uncomfortable with it, and they just can't publicly say it. But it's going to get back to them.
And that's the other thing. It's going to
affect aspects of their life.
But that's the other thing about this whole dynamic between fan and celebrity, is that celebrities more often than not feel like they cannot cross, or they cannot lay down these boundaries because they are afraid of being like, hey, I need you to stop doing that, because then all of their fans are going to be like, oh my God, they like hate us now, like F this person, I don't like exactly what happened to this K-pop star that you just talked about. Like, that if they lay down that boundary, their fans are going to immediately revolt, because they're like, they don't appreciate us, so why should we even bother?
Yeah. The celebrities don't want to lay down boundaries because, again, it makes them come across as ungrateful.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely ridiculous, because they feel, and I feel like this phenomenon has gotten worse with social media.
Yeah.
Because, one, they're always on it, because they have to be. It's how they promote being celebrity, is just being accessible to the people. And they are constantly saying things. And again, I think they really do mean it, but they are also constantly saying lines like, you're a reason for being, you're my best friend, I love you, so on and so forth. And then it just gets into weird
dynamics.
Yes, thank you. It creates weird dynamics between their fans when they want to lay some boundaries, and again, their coworkers, their best friends, their coworkers, the people that they spend all of their time with, because they literally have to.
Yeah. I just keep going back to this, that celebrities have admitted it, that these people who ship them have negatively impacted their relationships. Like, I'm pretty sure when whichever band member in One Direction, whenever he got his girlfriend pregnant, everyone was like, oh no, like, the ships. Like, it was literally like, oh, this is just to, like, make us think that it's not real. Like,
oh, I remember hearing about that rumor.
Yeah.
It, like, or, yeah.
It's like,
that's absolutely insane.
It's like, oh, she's not really pregnant because they're just saying it so like to throw us off the scent. And if she mm-hmm. is really pregnant, then it's actually just a surrogate baby.
What?
That it's like she's a surrogate for the two of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Was that's a real thing that went around?
It's something that I feel like I remember seeing.
Oh my God. Which, again, even if this is only 2% of the fandom, that's still uncomfortable. And shut that down when you see it, 98%.
I was legitimately someone who wasn't even in the fandom and I saw it.
Oof. Yeah.
So again, you're not in a bubble. You're not in a bubble. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, fandom is a really great space.
Mm-hmm.
And, on websites like Tumblr, you really are shouting into the void. You're not really...
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities aren't on there. You can't really tag them and be like, hey, look at this, because they're not on there. There are spaces in fandom that are just for the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. We all need those spaces. I do not want the creators of anything that I've ever, participated in fandom for, except maybe Stephanie Meyer sometimes, because I want to throttle her.
Yeah.
I don't want those people to actually be in fan spaces. Fan spaces mm-hmm. are for fans, mm-hmm. where we can shout into the void and not feel embarrassed and not make the authors or the actors or anybody involved
mm-hmm.
get all cringe because of what we mm-hmm. have decided to say about them.
Right. And maybe you think that, Archive of Our Own is one of those spaces, and, yeah, totally fine. I have yet to hear of a whole lot of people really delving into their own Archive of Our Own tags.
I mean, Archive of Our Own is a fan space. It is a fan mm-hmm. space. It's for fans, made by fans,
Yeah.
That is one of the parts of the internet that is for fans. However, again, when these fandoms get so big
mm-hmm.
that they can overtake the general spirit of the fandom in general mm-hmm. because they are such a loud minority,
mm-hmm.
it's really, really hard to participate when there are so many people who are very loudly talking about these things and saying oh, but they are together. It's a secret relationship and you just aren't looking mm-hmm. at the signs.
Yeah. When you start to sound a little delusional, take a step back. I can't remember. I will find it, but there was a New York Times article about the top Tumblr trends. BTS ships were three out of the top five.
I'm sure.
And don't get me wrong, I love a good, I do follow Twitter. You talk about a lot about Tumblr. My domain is Twitter. And again, that's different because people are literally tagging the idols in their stuff. And that's when if you specifically call it to their attention, you're just like, oh, they're never going to see this. They might. That's still not great. And hashtags are a little different because that's fair person's game. And I follow some ship hashtags, on YouTube and stuff. And on Twitter, I'll follow the Markson tags. Whatever other tags there are, just because, again, I like seeing their friendship and their dynamics, but I am also aware of the kind of ship things that I consume and retweet. If there's some Markson thing that's little uncomfortable, I'm like, okay, that's not for me.
Yeah, you've told me about this before, and here's the thing, I understand the necessity of having ship names and it be a platonic ship name just because you see that these people have a relationship in real life.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, not gonna lie, they will name themselves. They're on a team together and so they come up with a name and then that's the name forever now.
Yeah. And I can understand especially I guess with bands as big as EXO needing that mm-hmm. to be these are my favorite members and I just want to talk about these three people.
Mm-hmm.
And so their group, these three people, their name is this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I will tag them as so that you know where to find that content, you know?
Yeah.
I understand the necessity of that. That's how tags work on
social media. Makes sense. Yeah.
But when the line gets crossed.
Yeah, you really have to figure out the line for yourself, and I highly recommend the line is romantic.
I think the line is when you start theorizing about their relationship behind the scenes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The line is you should stop thinking about what they're doing outside of the space that they, outside of what they show you on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Or on social media.
For sure. Because you are not, they are not beholden, actually beholden to you. They are their own people.
Like, you are not owed any of this information
mm-hmm.
that these actors, these band members, anybody.
Real people.
These real people. You're not, you are not owed any information outside of what they show you and what they choose to show you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they choose to show you a little bit more, like, Brie Larson decided to start a YouTube channel where she's doing more things and is showing the world more of mm-hmm. herself in a way that she chooses to do,
mm-hmm.
great.
Yeah.
But don't go out here being like, I'm making this up on them. But, like, don't go out there and be like, Brie Larson and Gal Gadot are totally in a relationship together because they tweeted at each other twice.
Right. Or worse, that, like, Brie Larson and Gal Gadot don't like each other because that. Like, stop theorizing. Stop playing with people's lives.
Exactly. We are not owed any information about these people outside of what they show us. That is mm-hmm. my line of, I'm not sitting there theorizing about these people's relationships. Even the relationships that I know exist, you know?
Mm-hmm,
like when mm-hmm. Andrew Garfield was with Emily Stone, right? That's her name?
Emma Stone.
I was like, Emily. when Andrew Garfield was with Emma Stone, when pictures of the two of them surfaced, I was like, cute.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about what they did behind closed doors. Like, I'm sorry if I'm sounding judgmental, but this is, like, one of my lines that I'm just, like, I'm gonna stick by it.
That makes sense. Because I am a shipper of some point, I am just a my line is platonic.
Yeah.
I just put the friend back in friendship.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. This is just one of those things that I think is morally wrong.
Yeah, this is one of those fan things of just reflect on it. Think about it. Like, the last one of, like, there's nothing wrong with enjoying... Like, well, in the last episode, there's nothing wrong with enjoying gay male pairs and content and ships. Just, like, there's nothing wrong with, like, liking the way and the chemistry that two real people have together. But just think about what your line is and when you're kind of starting to play with their lives.
Yeah. And not for nothing, Larry is also one of those primarily straight white women are shipping... two men kind of situations, mm-hmm. you know? But yeah, I honestly don't have much else to say about this topic other than please just don't do it.
Same. I think we're good. We've brought our points home. Just things to think about. That's what this whole series is, of just, like, things to think about.
Yeah. Things to think about, things to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I will always be very much against shipping real people. This is something that I don't really have a lot of flexibility in.
Mm.
Like, I have some flexibility with, like, the straight women shipping gay ships, you know?
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
I have a lot of flexibility in that because there is a lot of room for that to be very harmless.
Right.
You know? And again, they're fictional characters, and it's...
Right.
And while, like... sometimes the perception there can be harmful for real people. Mm-hmm. It's not affecting anyone's
specific,
life
real.
Very specifically and very
mm-hmm.
in a very big way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you shipping two random characters on a show is not gonna cause the deterioration of someone's relationship, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But... shipping real people has actual real life consequences
mm-hmm.
that can impact someone's life in very many ways, in ways that you don't even know until, like, it's years later and
they finally start talking about it.
Yeah. And these celebrities feel comfortable talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like I almost remember when, like, the Larry shippers were like, how come they're never together anymore? Or, like, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, it's because of you.
Markson had to do the same thing.
Like, it's because of you. It's because of the way you went absolutely feral. And we're like, you guys are absolutely in a relationship, and like they were sending us clues because they, but they couldn't say anything because they can't come out as gay or else blah 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 blah. And it's like, no. If they're gay or not does not even matter. Like Harry Styles seems to be a very gender fluid type of person, but. We don't really know anything about his sexuality or, like, anybody else in that band. Like, even if they are with, like, a woman, that doesn't mean any... But, like, you know, like, it... You know, we can't say anything towards these people's sexuality until they say something themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so we cannot take it upon ourselves to be like, but, like, they're sending us messages that they actually are gay. No, they're not. There's no secret messaging happening here. They are not trying to secretly communicate with their fans. What do you think
you cracked it. You solved it.
Exactly.
You alone are going to save them from the closet.
Exactly. And
that's what you sound like. That's what it starts to sound like.
And that's why, after years of these people shipping real, honest-to-God people, that's why after all these years, you start seeing them together less and less and less and less and less and less and less. Because every time they go out somewhere, get lunch together as friends, oh, it's a date. Get breakfast together because maybe they're traveling, so they went out for breakfast. Oh my god, do you think that they were in the same room and that's why they're getting breakfast together? Because they woke up together? Like, all of these spiraling thoughts. No.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't think any further into it than what they have stated. Because we are not owed, again, we are not owed, we do not deserve any information about these people. Just because they give us some entertainment sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll just add on of don't bring it to their face. Don't bring it to their attention. And don't tweet at them. Don't put it in their live comments. Just do whatever you want in the shadows, but don't bring it to their face.
And I just am thinking about how you said that one person was like, when are you going to get married? Like, is that really the only reason why you like these people? Is because you think that
that's
they're
cute together?
That's what
it feels like after a point. Yeah, that's what it feels like after a point. There's another big one. There's many big K-pop ships. But there's another one where, like, his whole shtick, like, he jokes around about it is how much he loves this member. And then after a point, all of his comments and everything he does is just, where is this guy? Where is this member? Where is he? And then you see him, like, his face fall. And his lives have gotten shorter and shorter.
Yeah, I would assume.
Because he's sick of it.
Because, like, you're not being like, I love your music. I love your movies. Mm-hmm. I love your shows. You're just going like, where is that person? Where's that person? Why aren't you together? What is going on?
Yeah.
Are you fighting?
Sorry. That's a real thing I've seen going around.
No, I know.
Not, like, specifically, just all the time.
I know. Yeah, anyways.
Food for thought. That's what this whole series is. Fandom food for thought.
Exactly. We'll be with you till the end of the line. You can follow me on Twitter at TheSabrinaPet. You can follow Lily at Lily_Rugo. You can follow the podcast at EMFangirls. And you can check out our website, earthsmightiestfangirls.com. And send us an email at emfangirls@gmail.com. And let us know if you want us to talk about any other, like, nerdy fangirly things. Mm-hmm. Send us topics. Sometimes we are in desperate need of them. And please follow us, like us, review us on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher and Spotify and all those places. It really, 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 really would help the podcast if you left a review.
You would. Thank you. Thank you to Dexter Britton for letting us use their song Wonderland, and thanks for us for editing and producing.